Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Rob, wow. Interesting situation going on with Deion Sanders at Colorado. I'm going to bring in Rob G to kind of summarize it and we got some thoughts on this.
Things are getting spicy in Boulder. Now, guys, this all started
on... Is that a
6-piece
spicy or no? Just
all flats.
All flats. Very
you know
nice.
That. See? All right. So it started on Tuesday when Deion Sanders came under criticism when a former player named Xavier Smith accused him in a piece by The Athletic of neglecting to get to know his players and destroying their confidence, specifically the players that he inherited when he took over at Colorado. Now, after the article came out, a number of Colorado players came to Sanders' defense via social media, including Shedeur Sanders, who tweeted, which went viral and he has since deleted, "I don't even remember him, to be honest. Bro had to be very mid at best," talking about Xavier Smith. So this all went back and forth between players at Colorado, some coaches and actually teammates over at Austin Peay, where Xavier Smith transferred to. But things really boiled over this morning when a Colorado Buffalo social media content creator named Dalvin Truth posted a screenshot of Xavier Ward's stats in 2023 at Austin Peay, where he made 8 tackles and had 4 passes defensed on the season. So not a lot of playing time for Xavier Smith. Deion Sanders came all the way back around full circle, quote tweeted that image with the caption, "Lord Jesus." Obviously mocking
Lord L-A-W-D.
L-A-W-D. Too, right.
Mocking Ward's performance or lack thereof.
All right, Rob, I got a few things to say about this. So do you want to go first?
You can go. Go ahead, I'm listening.
All right, first of all, I read the article in The Athletic. And it was a well-done piece. Probably it came off as sympathetic to the players that had been that basically Deion said, you know, your services are no longer needed at Colorado. I don't know if that was because of the way it was written or those are just, you know, just the quotes that the players had. But I'll say this, Rob. I don't have a problem with what Deion did to the players at Colorado. In fact, he really did them a favor. The guys that he brought in and he cut like 20, he met with like 20 guys after spring practice and told them, you're not in our plans. You're not going to play next year. So you should get in the portal. He did them a favor.
And he said, bringing luggage with him.
Well, that was in the public comments. But like he was telling them, you're not going to play for us next year. So you should go somewhere you're going to play. And he was brought to Colorado to win. They were 1-11 when he got there. It's about winning. And so I have no problem. Rob, the higher you go, and you know this, even at younger ages, the higher you go, it's about winning. People's feelings get hurt. I mean, people's confidence gets hurt. And in high school, when a kid is cut from the basketball team, that's tough for a kid. But it's life. Everybody can't make the team. And these are players that were most likely stars in high school. And now they're at the Division I level. And a coach is telling them, you're not good enough for us. So, yes, it hurts. But that's happened to kids at a lower level than you who couldn't even get to your level. I mean, if you followed a kid that was cut from high school and did a story on him, and, oh, he loved basketball. He envisioned playing in college one day. His dad played. He was crushed. He was crying. He felt like, you know, he had disappointed his dad. I mean, that's life. Everybody can't be a Division I football player. I wanted to play Division I football. I didn't. I wasn't good enough. You got to deal with it. So I don't want to, I mean, personally, he hurt their feelings. He took their, I mean, come on. This is sports. This is competition. Everybody can't make the team. So I got no problem with that. Secondly, I have no problem with Shadur's tweet. I don't remember, dude. He must have been mid. One, it's very possible Shadur, I mean, it was all Shadur was there for. Both of them was just spring practices. So it's very possible that he didn't really remember the guy or interact much with him. And to say he's mid, I mean, this is a player. This is what, they talk trash, whether it's on Twitter, whether it's during the game, whatever. The one thing I do have a problem with, Rob, is Deion getting involved in it after. Like the Lord Jesus. And there was something else, Rob G. He talked about people were criticizing him. And he said, well, Shadur, they were criticizing Shadur. And right, this is on Twitter, Rob G. Correct me if I misrepresent this. And Deion said Shadur is going to tell him. Go ahead, read the tweet.
So he was responding to a commenter who said, hey, tell your son stop acting like he's the coldest out there, then put up a 4-8 season. Deion responds, he'll be a top 5 pick. Where's your son going? LOL, I got time today.
Okay, so that, all Rob, I just have a problem with that stuff, with Deion getting involved in it at this level. He's a college football coach. He has to be an authority. He's above the players. He should not get involved in their little back and forth, trash talking, things like that. If he wants to address the whole situation of people criticizing him for cutting kids or telling them get in the portal, he should just do it, you know, in a professional way. Like, hey, I'm trying to win. I was not brought here to coddle kids. They don't coddle them at Alabama. They don't coddle them at Ohio State. They don't coddle them at Michigan. The teams we're trying to get to their level. This is big time football. I played it and now I'm coaching it. I know what I'm talking about. I got no problem with him coming out dealing with it like that, but I don't think he should get involved in back and forth with fans and kids and players and ex-players and all that, because I think as a head coach, he has to be above that. He's an authority figure.
He should be the adult in the room, and that's the disappointing thing. And that you could say all that stuff about Alabama and all that. I've never seen the coaches of those schools going back and forth against that. That to me is juvenile.
You can't even picture
that. Okay, I can't even picture it. So we get it. It's not about disappointment or whatever. It's just about, do you really need to do that? You're the adult. I get it if the kids are doing it. But my God, be the adult in the room and just overlook it. People are going to have their feelings hurt, and it's kids, okay? But I'm the adult. I made the decision, and you let it be. To say my kid's going to be a top 5 pick, where number 5 in the draft. What about your kid? Or what? I think that's sad to even go that route. You don't need to do that. That goes without saying. Why would you put that out there? You don't need to do that.
Yeah, I'm with you.
That's the stuff again, that I just don't like. I don't think you need to just because. Somebody does it doesn't mean you have to go back at them. You know, there's a certain level for certain people. And I have at a high level, considering what he's done two-sport athlete, Hall of Famer, coach. You know what I mean? But what who are you trying to convince? And why?
Yeah, he just – this doesn't benefit Deion at all, in my opinion. You know, there might be some little people on Twitter that think, look at Deion telling them off. But that's not – you're a coach. You're an authority figure. You should be
a great player.
This little gibberish that's going on. Now, I got to say this, Rob. I don't think it's very coach-like. Let's make up that word. Coach-like, head coach-like to get involved in this type of behavior. But this is a problem in our country now, Rob. Let's just keep it real. And even whether you support him or not, you got to admit this. We had a president who was involved in gibberish, who wasn't very presidential. When you hold certain offices, you should behave a certain way. And so I do have to say that because I don't believe we should hold a college football coach to a higher standard than we hold the president of the United States to. And I'm not saying let's lower the standard for Deion. I'm just saying this is an issue going on in this country at many levels. And I do think there needs to be a standard of behavior when you hold a certain office, whether it's a coach, whether it's a teacher, a professor, a politician, a police officer, whatever it may be, you're an authority figure for a reason. You should act like it and carry yourself a certain way. So I do have to say that because I think I would be doing Deion a disservice if I just jump on him, but then don't hold other people to that same standard.
Yeah, but I don't think you need to lower yourself because somebody else is.
I'm not saying he should. Yeah, I'm just saying it's wrong, like, on both counts.
Yeah, it's just to me, I'll say this. To me, a coach that deals with young people, I just expect better from them. I just do because it's when kids go to college and they go and they believe in the coach and what they're trying to do and all that kind of stuff, it just doesn't feel good to me. It just feels like, you know, yes, you got to make tough decisions. Yes, some kids are going to get their feelings hurt and all that, but you don't have to rub it in their face. That's just me. I wouldn't.
So you're talking about the tweets, which we agree on.
Yeah,
are you talking about?
I'm talking about the tweets.
What do you think about the cutting player telling him to get the portal
football.
And all that?
That's football. Right. I don't have any issue with that. I just think you don't need to rub it in anybody's face after the fact. It happened. That's it. I don't need to explain anything. I don't need to go on Twitter and tell you this and that. I don't have to do that.
You want to hope the kids do well. And look, a lot of them, some of them started at a different school and then got benched. Some of them went to FCS, you know, the lower level or FBS. I always mix it up. Division I AA, basically. And one kid was like a freshman, you know, All-American at Division I AA. But that ain't Division I. The article is trying to act like, he was getting – well, that's not a Division I player in the Pac-12. And so I don't know that the article was taking a shot at Deion. But I'm just saying this whole sentiment of, oh, my gosh, he hurt the kids' feelings. Really? Stop it. Stop it. I started playing tackle football in third grade, and all the older kids in the neighborhood were like, look, you got to be ready. The coach going to yell at you. The coach, you're going to have to run. You're going to have to, you know. I mean, it's football. It's tough. And it helps you grow as a person, I think, when you deal with challenging situations.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What do you get when you combine a three-time Manager of the Year and a three-time National Sports Writer of the Year? It's the Book of Joe podcast. Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions, playoff games, and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
LeBron James could be a free agent, can opt out of his contract. He's got 1 year, $51 million left. He can opt out, though, and sign, you know, a 3-year max at $162 million, which I think is what he will do. But LeBron is letting it out there that he's, you know, he said it himself, that he doesn't know what he's going to do. He clearly doesn't want the Lakers feeling comfortable like him being back is a done deal. Here's what he said, Rob, last night after the loss.
Tonight, was there any thought at all that, you know, this could have been your last game with the Lakers?
I'm not going to answer that. Appreciate it.
LeBron smart, keeping his options open, Rob. I think he wants them to be on edge about whether or not he'll come back. I think, one, it'll help him get a max deal. Two, it can help him get a no-trade clause. And three, it can help him get them to draft Bronny. I would be shocked if he went somewhere else. Now, I guess if Bronny is drafted by another team and LeBron wants to play with him, I guess I could see that. But I think the Lakers are going to draft him. LeBron's got his whole, you know, all his business, his empire is here, Rob. And his family, you know, you go through different stages of life. And his children, one of them, obviously Bronny, is now in college and maybe about to go to the pros. But Bryce is in high school. And his daughter, I think her name's Zuri, if I'm not mistaken, is playing, as he said, playing volleyball. But she's obviously grown up here. And, you know, they're settled. They have their friends. Their life is here.
I'll say this.
Go ahead.
I think the Lakers have all the leverage. And they won't utilize it because
they don't have leverage because he could opt in.
No, but they do have leverage from this standpoint. If they wanted to, they could make it stink and make it like we have no interest in Bronny, like to make LeBron not want to not want to sign back or whatever, but he's all entrenched here. This is where he wants to live. He could say, I'll go anywhere and all this. This is where he wants to be. So in reality, the Lakers have more power because he doesn't want to move or doesn't want to be a part-time L.A. resident and have to go live in Philadelphia or somewhere else. This is where he really wants to be. And if I'm the Lakers, we haven't won anything. We've been knocked out of the playoffs.
Actually, you did. You won a championship.
No, I'm talking about since then, since 2020.
Oh, okay.
The last four years, we haven't done anything like so spectacular that we got to have him. We could get knocked out of the first round of the playoffs without LeBron. I mean that's
so
your selling point.
Let me ask you this then: first of all, two questions. One, are you saying that they should let LeBron go? And two, if this is the end, do you think the LeBron James era with the Lakers has been a success or not?
A mild success because you can't take away a championship. But there's no way you would have thought that he would have missed the playoffs a couple times, been knocked out in the first round. What was the other one? A play-in or whatever? He didn't make it through?
Well, he's been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This was his fifth year.
Twice they didn't make the playoffs, correct?
Yeah, he was injured, of course, those years. All right, so give us the breakdown, Rob G.
So LeBron signed with the Lakers in the summer of 2019. Okay, he's been with the Lakers now for 6 seasons. He's missed the playoffs twice, including once, which was they were favored to come out of the Western Conference altogether with the Russell Westbrook team.
Yep.
Twice they were eliminated in the first round. Again, once with the Phoenix Suns, this most recently against the Denver Nuggets. They were swept out of the conference finals last season. And sandwiched in between all of that is the 2020 championship, which Rob likes to point out, took place in the Mickey Mouse bubble.
No doubt.
Go ahead and give your take, Rob, because I got a take.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like I said, it's mildly because you can't discount a championship. I'm not going to sit here and act like it doesn't count. But if you look at the whole run, I'm just saying if I'm the Lakers, I'm not going to be strong-armed by LeBron. What they're doing and doing, they could do without LeBron. They can. They can miss the playoffs without LeBron. They can get knocked out in the first round without LeBron.
Why'd they miss the playoffs?
LeBron didn't play. No, that wasn't the only reason. Don't you remember the year that they were like...
No, I mean, play 55 games. You missed a significant part of the season.
No, but when he came back, playoff activator, you remember that? And then they lost down the stretch. He was healthy. They lost games.
He still missed like 20 games.
But he had a chance to make the playoffs.
He tried to activate, but I'm just saying, if you missed 20 games, that's a significant part of the season.
Rob G, that season, did they not have a shot to make the playoffs?
Oh, they had a shot, but he was also hurt. The reason they were in the position they were in was because he missed so many games.
If they didn't want him, all they got to do is say, we're not drafting Bronny under any circumstance. And then you'll really push comes to shove. We're not going to be strong-armed into this. This is the Lakers. LeBron James, we appreciate your accomplishments and you're a great player. But we won before you got here and we'll win after you leave. And we're not going to be strong-armed in anything. And I'm just saying, they have the leverage if they use it. Do I think Jeannie Buss will use it, Chris? No, I don't. I think she's...
Jeannie Buss don't want to fall off the face of the earth either.
They won't fall off the face of the earth.
Really?
They had Kobe, and they didn't make the playoffs five straight years.
And they missed the playoffs the last 4 years. Yeah.
Right, they didn't make the playoffs, but they still...
That was great? That's what you aspire to?
No, they didn't. They still sold out. They still had people bought tickets to watch games.
I'm talking about being a relevant basketball team.
And they can easily get back to that, okay?
Really?
You could have a couple years
down. Where were they before he went there?
The Lakers.
All those lottery picks, how'd that work out? They were in basketball Siberia. Now, I get it. They're the Lakers. They'll always be the Lakers. But I'm saying they were irrelevant in terms of winning. It's been an undoubted success. Because here's the thing. Name me the superstar or the franchise that has more than one championship since LeBron went to L.A. Oh, yeah, he only got one. You can mock it. Oh, he's only got one ring. Since he's been in L.A., Kawhi got one for Toronto. Kawhi doesn't have another ring. Giannis got one for Milwaukee. How's that gone without other than that year they won? They about to get bounced in the first round. They got bounced in the first round last year. Golden State has one with Steph. And then they've missed the playoffs several times, including this year.
I'm not going to be strong.
Hold on, let me finish. I listen to you. Let me finish. Denver got one with Jokic. We'll see if they get two. But I'm just saying the Lakers have essentially been as successful as any other team. Denver's been bouncing the first round, too, during that stretch with Jokic at his best. I mean, the Lakers also got to a Western Conference final. I won't lighten things up and say they won an in-season tournament, but they did. but I'm just saying, like, yes, it hasn't been Western Conference finals or championship every year, but when you look at their success with LeBron compared to every other team in the league, essentially, it's been as successful as anybody because nobody else has more than the one ring that the Lakers got. Yeah. Plus, he broke Kareem's record there. That means something. He broke other records. He became an all-time leading scorer there. That means something. So, I mean, it's ridiculous to say it wasn't a success. Kobe, last 4 or 5 years of his career, you said it, missed the playoffs altogether in Laker purple and gold. They go get Brandon Ingram and Lonzo Ball and all these guys, Kyle Kuzma. They're nothing. LeBron comes in there, and at least they get a freaking ring. So I don't see how you don't call it a success.
I'm just giving you the reasons. I mean, they did win the one championship, but Chris, you're talking about all the other teams. LeBron is supposedly to a lot of people the GOAT. Missing the playoffs a couple of times. He had a Westbrook. He had Anthony Davis. All these players that he handpicked. That didn't work out. They keep changing coaches, keep changing things. All I'm saying to you is they can't sell any more tickets whether LeBron is here or not. People are going to show up for the Lakers whether LeBron is here or not. People are going to watch the Lakers, Chris, whether LeBron is here or not. All I'm saying is that the Lakers have leverage against him.
That's
he wants to be here. He wants to be here.
Okay, that's
he
a different the discussion.
That's all
I was
saying.
I was addressing whether or not they've been a success.
I said mildly
LeBron's
successful.
That's what I'm talking about. I don't think it's mild. So no, everybody's been mildly successful. Nobody's been successful.
Nobody thought that when he came here and got
no,
AD,
I'm asking you, has
that they would be getting
more
knocked out in the first
successful.
Round of the playoffs. Nobody has, thought that.
They also got to the Western Conference Finals and also won a championship. I mean, you can't define it. Their tenure's not defined by a first-round exit. I mean, Shaq got swept numerous times during his career, including as a Laker.
Shaq has never been considered the GOAT by anybody. Stop it, Chris.
Equating
everybody with everybody with LeBron.
Class.
No, LeBron is supposed to be
Kobe's
something special.
Kobe's in his class. He is something special. So is Shaq and Kobe. So is Steph. I just told you, Steph done missed the playoffs several times. I don't call LeBron the GOAT. I mean, Michael Jordan missed the playoffs in Washington, too. And I mean, and you're talking about an older LeBron, Rob, remember? We Chris. Just talked about how his numbers belay the fact that he doesn't have the same impact on the game. So he's doing this at an older age. I'm just saying the Lakers have been as successful essentially as any other team. Has Boston been more successful because they always get to the conference finals or the finals and lose? Would you rather have that run with Tatum and Brown or this one with LeBron and AD? Take the LeBron and AD one.
No, I wouldn't. I would take
really?
I would
I'm
take
about
the Tatum.
Winning.
I would
you
take
about
Tatum
coming
in
second.
No, I'm
that's
not.
Cool.
I think
well,
that going,
on, how you
going forward.
That then?
I'm talking about
well,
going,
of course,
forward.
Going forward.
Look, going
they're
forward.
Younger.
I don't want LeBron and AD. They've already showed me that they can't get it
so
done.
So you're okay. So
I'm
are you
convinced
saying,
they won't win.
Say
I'm not
this
convinced
with your
that Boston won't win again. I'm not convinced.
Are you saying the Lakers should let LeBron walk?
Absolutely. And I would help him
right.
by saying,
you
I'm not
said
taking,
that at the beginning of
I'm
the
not
segment.
Taking Bronny.
That's a stronger take than that garbage, that soft stuff you
under
was setting
no
on the
Under no circumstances are we drafting Bronny. Get out of here with that. We're better than that. We're the Lakers. We're not doing that dog and pony show. We don't have to do that here because that's all it is. Let him play somewhere else. Let him go to Utah.
Yeah, and then see what happens to the Lakers next year. But you're going to build around AD. Okay. All right, we'll see. I mean, I hear you. I don't think LeBron's going to win another championship in his career. But I'm just saying there is a value to being a relevant team. I think the Cowboys, right, we talk about it. They're not about to win a Super Bowl. But there's a value to what they've been doing the last few years. Would you rather be them or the New Orleans Saints? I mean, everybody can't win it every year. Would you rather be the Lakers where they are now, disappointed, upset because you just got bounced? Or would you rather be the Lakers where they were in Kobe's last 4 years, or with Lonzo and Ingram and Kuzma not making the playoffs every year? He saved the Lakers from basketball Siberia. It's been a success.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
A team you and I picked to get to the Western Conference Finals this year. Now, I had the caveat of them being healthy. You probably did, too. Kawhi Leonard, of course, out for them. But still, you got two stars.
No Mets game.
Still, at least toward the end of their prime, in James Harden and Paul George. But you wouldn't know it by last night. Pivotal game 5 in their first round series with the Dallas Mavericks. And their two stars were no-shows, and hence they get demolished. 123-93. Paul George, as bad as he was the better of the two. 15 points, 11 boards. That's the good. He shot 4-for-13, though. And Rob, it was almost like right on time. You know, right at, just as you could predict, looking at James Harden's playoff history.
Talked about it.
Right on key. 7 points. 2-of-12 shooting, only 2-of-2 free throws. So he wasn't aggressive. I can't say, honestly, I thought he looked tentative. But come on, man. You averaging 26 points in the series, 54% shooting. How in the world, with your leading scorer, do you out Kawhi Leonard, do you only take 12 shots? This has happened time and time again with James Harden, and it typically is not game one. Not game two, not game three. It's late when the series get big time. And here we are, pivotal game 5, and Harden's a no-show. What are your thoughts, Rob?
I've seen enough Chris Broussard. And if I was Steve Ballmer,
the owner,
the billionaire owner, I've had enough. Enough is enough, Chris.
That's a lot for you to say it, because you've been ride or die with these Clippers.
I've seen enough. Steve Ballmer, is this on? This is a message, a personal public announcement to Steve Ballmer. It's over. Stop chasing a championship. Climb back into the hole that the Clippers have created in NBA America and just be happy that you have a brand new billion-dollar building and make the Clippers fun. And in a good night out, make it affordable for families to come who can't afford to go to the Laker games. Throw as many T-shirts and cotton candy bags out as you can and get people to come and have a good night. Do not, under any circumstance, sign James Harden. Do not, bring back Westbrook. Do not bring back
Paul George.
Do not do that. You already signed Kawhi Leonard. Have him, Chris. If you want to do some sign and trades and get some value back on some young players, young, fun, exciting players, I'm all for it. But give up the ghost, because it ain't happening. You've done everything you can. Injuries, they play great one night. They blow up the next night and give you nothing. It's the most disappointing and frustrating thing. And if I was a Clipper fan, and I am not, I would take all of my stuff to the tallest building in Los Angeles and dump it off the top today. The hats, the jackets, the jerseys, even my Clipper sneakers if they have them. And dump them off the top of the building, Chris, and say, no way, no how am I going to get involved in this and wrap myself up with this. I'm done. Steve Ballmer, you should be done too. I know you just built the building. I know your dream is to win a championship. It ain't going to happen. If you can't win a championship with what you've done the last 4 or 5 years and all the energy and effort and money you put in, it ain't happening. And those guys there, I'm sorry. James Harden is not getting you a championship. Paul George is not getting you a championship. Westbrook's not getting you a championship. And Kawhi Leonard is not NOT getting you a championship. So if you have to hold on to him to try to sell some tickets and get some young guys around him that are fun and high-flying and a fast-paced style, and after Ty Lue's done with one more year, you move on from him and go get some young, energetic coach. Make it a fun night out. Give up the ghost of trying to win a championship, because the window and the gate and the barn and all those things are closed, and it ain't happening.
Well, I agree with you that it ain't happening. And what you said sounds good. I mean, that's the Clippers' history. They were the fun, clownish team. The legitimate version of the Washington Generals or the Harlem Globetrotters, whatever you want to call them.
What would be the Generals, because they weren't winning?
They weren't winning, right? Look, the problem is this. They gave Kawhi Leonard a 3-year, $152 million contract. That's how much he has left on his contract after this season. That is the problem of all the players. And good for Kawhi. God bless Kawhi. Uncle Dennis, great job. Outstanding work. Real talk. Great for them. But for the Clippers, y'all got suckered. Of all their stars, I'm just going to say the three of them. I'm not going to include Westbrook. But I could even include Westbrook. Of the four stars, Kawhi, Paul George, James Harden, Russell Westbrook, Rob, the last one they should have signed long-term was Kawhi Leonard. And obviously he's the best of the bunch. But that dude can't stay healthy. It's not his fault. I think he works hard. He tried to really play this year. And just like last year, when he tried to really play, he broke down in the playoffs or right before the playoffs. What in the world do you think the next 3 years are going to look like with Kawhi Leonard? I almost guarantee you he will miss more games than he plays. And because he's making such big money, Rob, good luck trying to trade him. I mean, maybe somebody will take him, maybe later in the contract. I wouldn't. As good as he is, you can't count on him. So I agree with you. I would let Paul George walk. He should want to walk. Now, it'll be interesting with him, Rob. Will he? He's from Southern California. Does he want to stay here and just play it out? Maybe. But Philadelphia will likely go after him. If he has any desire to win a championship, he should go there. Assuming they offer him the max. Play with Embiid and Maxey. James Harden, Rob. Of course, I'm not going to win anything big with him. But I got to field a team. I mean, I think with James Harden, I can be relevant. Of course, not going to win, but there is a – I do have to pay out some salary. And I know if Kawhi's out and it's the James Harden show, well, he can put up some numbers. I don't think he can go 34 and 10 like he used to, but he can still put on a show. He's from SoCal too. I'm not giving him the max. I'm not giving him too many years. But I think I probably got to keep him just because a rebuild's impossible. Like, one, I got Kawhi's contract. I got Norman Powell making a decent amount of money for the next couple years. And, Rob, they have hardly any draft picks. That's the thing. And none of these guys have trade value. Well, you know, what kind of picks am I getting for James Harden if I did a sign and trade? What kind of picks am I getting for Russell Westbrook? I mean, they are in trouble. I mean, they just got a bunch. Look, like you said, Ballmer did what he could. I don't blame him. They just can't stay healthy. And Harden just, Rob, it's got to be something mental. It's got to be nerves. I've never seen a player so great come up short so many times in big moments.
Keeps happening. And at some point, you just got to accept this is who he is, and you can't keep asking for thinking something else is going to happen. We talk about it all the time. I just think at some point you just got to decide. We saw it in Brooklyn when that thing didn't work. They just decided play the younger players.
And they're irrelevant. They're, no, as I know, you would say, NBA Siberia. They I are. Don't want to be that if I'm the Clippers.
Well, I'm just saying if you're the Clippers, other than and I say Kawhi because I think it would be hard to trade him. But no, the other guys,
they got no choice. Yeah, yeah
but then again, they did trade. Bradley Beal was traded, so I always every time that's always my caveat. If Bradley Beal was
nothing's impossible,
right? Because Bradley Beal was traded,
but
maybe he'll go play with Wemby. Maybe he'll go back to San Antonio.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought. In that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.